CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm David, and today we're here with Minister Joly.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Very good, thank you.
Are you enjoying the festivities here at Townshipers Festival in Richmond at Richmond Regional High School?
Yes, well, as the minister in charge of official languages for the country, of course, I had to be here. It's the 37th edition. It's the biggest Townshipers Day and English Community Day in the region, so I'm very pleased. It's my first time, it won't be the last.
Oh, your first time?
It's my first time indeed. It's my first time also in Richmond. Can you imagine that?
Really? That's great. It's a beautiful region, isn't it?
It is beautiful, especially at this time of the year. The colors are fantastic.
I would like to ask you what message you would like to share with the people of the townships.
Yes. Well, as the minister in charge of the English community in Quebec, we've invested massively in our official languages community. So what we did, first and foremost, is $2.7 billion over 5 years. That's the biggest investment in official languages in our history. And specifically, we've awarded $5 million for Anglophones in Quebec, and especially the ones that live outside Montreal, because we recognize that they have specific needs. Also, we've announced in June 20% budget increase for all official languages organizations across the country. So for example, Quebec Community Network for the English community gets a boost of 20% of their budget, and many other organizations throughout Quebec. We also announced, last week, the fact that we would be giving money to that will benefit 300 schools, English schools in Quebec, for arts organization and arts and identity activities, such as, for example, theater or music or improvisation classes for children, because we believe that our English community need to be able to celebrate their culture and their identity in order to secure their linguistic, identity and sentiment of linguistic security. So, and finally, I'll be rolling out a very important plan all along the year, because the $2.7 billion includes many programs and many initiatives.
Wow, that's incredible. I when I asked the question, I didn't expect all that.
Well, I told you I had good news.
You certainly did. Is there something else you'd like to just get out there? Because so often you're interviewed and you're asked set questions. I don't have a set of questions. I'm not very political. But I think sometimes you must wish someone would ask you something and they never do. Is there such a thing that you would like to answer, like, or that you'd like to address?
Well, you know, I think the vision our government has towards official languages is that it's at a core of the social contract in our country. And there's three pillars to that social contract. The first one is the fact that we have French and English communities all across the country. Second is we believe in multiculturalism and the protection of the, you know, charter rights. And third is reconciliation with Indigenous people. So my job is really to work on all of these three pillars, but specifically on the first one. And next year will be the 50th anniversary of the Official Languages Act. And Prime Minister Trudeau has asked me to make sure that there are celebrations and that there are programs actually that are developed and put in place, implemented to support our English speaking community, because they've been very resilient over the years and we need to continue to support their vitality. It is our job, our constitutional job as a federal government to do so.
That is so wonderful to hear. I want to thank you very much, Mr. Joly, for being here with us today at CJMQ. We really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks to you.